This is Weekend Breakfast.
I am spiritual, psychic also. Just a gift. Not everyone gets it, but fortunately, I did. Wow. I didn't ask for it, but I was blessed with the gift of being psychic, not of obviously being able to speak. But thank you for my music. I am a psychic.
I never asked for this either. But a couple of weeks ago, I mean, we all remember where we were when Tanya fluked her way into this new psychic identity.
I think your car is grey.
Oh, my God. How did you know that?
It's all psychic, Emma. It's what?
My gosh, you are so psychic.
Yes! I'm a psychic! I'm a psychic!
Also, it doesn't stop soon.
I don't think it's super rational to be that excited. If you if you truly knew it, you wouldn't need to celebrate yourself so much. But here we are.
Yeah, well, look, that was my girl, my psychic girl. She realised she was psychic, and then that was Psychic 101. As she's grown as a psychic, she has learned to curb her enthusiasm when she manages to fluke a right answer.
No, sometimes you don't feel the energies and the vibes. I don't have the crystals today, so it'll be interesting. Oh, I have smudged the room, though, 131060, if you would like a psychic reading. Oh. Obviously, it's free because I'm still learning. It may or may not be correct because I'm still learning. I'm going to guess people's ages. Not guess, psychically no.
Oh, well, ages this week.
Age.
Now, you've really branched out from the things that were 0% any chance of skill element to, oh, yeah, ring up and I'll base you on your voice and I'll describe that and disguise it in psychic terms. Sounds very much like that. I've actually done that on my show. I've guessed your age on the air just by how you've sounded. And there was no talk of psychic.
I'm not going off sound. I'm going off vibes. You don't understand. Yeah, you're not a psychic. No, you don't have an amethyst in your bra. Yeah. When the moon comes out, you're not charging your crystals. I am, because psychic.
Yeah, I should have known. All right. 131060.
I should have known.
Psychic Tanya. She'll guess your age next. Give us a call.
Not guess, psychically knows.
Yeah, that's right.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
Miguel's psychic. We've got a psychic in the building.
Amateur psychic, but still psychic. Can I please have my music? I can't do this segment without the soundtrack.
There you go.
Welcome to my psychic area, arena, room. Mind the beaded curtain. Enjoy the salt lamp. It's very dark in here. The incense is strong. I apologize. It was the cheapest one at Tree of Life.
Sam in Victoria. Welcome to Tanya's dojo.
Sam, welcome.
Hi.
I'm here to provide a free service because I'm still learning to be a psychic and I'm very average at it.
But I'm sure you're great.
People always just laugh during this segment. They just call up and laugh. It's so disrespectful to the art of being a psychic.
Does it do anything? Does it do anything for the vibe when people are not taking your trade seriously?
Because you're not open to my psychicness, and it makes it harder to do a reading.
If everyone can have a straight frown on their face,
no more laughing. Right.
Thanks to Sam. Sorry, now I'm laughing.
Don't ruin your own vibes.
Sorry, Sam. Sam, this is a professional area. Okay. I'll clear the chi. It's cleared.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to psychically tell you your age, and I get one question, but I don't reckon... Are you Australian? Were you born in Australia?
No, I wasn't.
You're a Kiwi?
I am a Kiwi, yeah.
I knew that, psychically.
Yeah, of course.
Are you 26?
No.
See, I told you, all the laughing really got to me. That's on you. How old are you?
I'm 30.
Well, you're welcome, if anything.
Yes, I mean, it's a compliment, right?
Right, and psychically, your energy is more of a 26-year-old.
That totally makes sense.
And I knew that I knew that on a psychic level, Sam.
Sam, just for stepping into Tanya's meditation retreat, you managed to get Tanya Hennessy's book, Am I Doing This Right? So congratulations on that as well.
Thank you so much.
Cheers. My pleasure.
We've got Jamie in New South Wales. Hello, Jamie.
Hello, how are we?
Oh, don't come in too hot. You'll ruin the vibes. You heard
me. Come on, Jamie, read the room. It's a psychic room. Enjoy the incense. Okay, I've got my cape on. What's more of like a kimono type number? I don't have shoes on because psychic. Got to connect to the energy. I don't laugh. See, everyone comes in and ruins the energy and the chi in
here.
Even I felt that one. I must admit, the aura was
so much
shook.
Doubt. So much. Thank you, Lakey, for being on my side. Okay, you've definitely got children. I can tell that psychically. Am I right?
No.
No, well, that was a joke, obviously. Just kidding. Just always good to warm up, you know, people. I get one question. My question is, are you working in a full-time position?
Yes.
Because you're 27.
Yes.
Ah, I'm back.
Oh, no.
I'm back. I'm back.
No. Oh, God.
28 on Friday. So
I knew that also. I knew that. Happy birthday to you.
Why couldn't you have rang up next week? That would have been...
You should have called next week. We wouldn't have had such luck.
Oh, no.
I mean, not luck.
No.
Psychic energy.
Ability, yes.
And ability.
Thank you, Jamie. Book for you as
awesome.
Well.
Thank you.
Enjoy the book. There's a lot of psychic things in there.
Oh, God.
That's not at all. I just say I'm an amateur psychic at the very first line, and that's it.
Thank you, Tanya.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
A lot of people eating breakfast right now. I mean, why wouldn't you? It's a breakfast show. It's breakfast time slot. It's typical breakfast behaviour from anyone out there eating it right now.
How good's breakfast? I think it's the superior meal.
Oh, well, are you a cereal lady?
Well, I don't like milk. I don't eat or drink milk, but I used to froth cereal when I was all about Dat Milk Life.
Yeah, right. I mean, you've put me in an interesting and precarious position here because the phoner I'm about to do is, what's your favourite cereal milk? So you'll have plenty to add to this.
No, but I've got memories with a Z.
Oh, yeah. Cast your mind back. Hey, don't need to cast my mind back too far. I've got this friend and she's living her best life. It was about 9 p.m. on a Sunday night. And we're watching TV and she ducks into the kitchen. I look over and she's pouring herself a bowl of our crunchy nut cornflakes.
Oh, God, that is a good cereal.
Yeah.
Well, just eat that dry.
Well, yeah, you can buy the handful. Easy done. And I thought, okay, all right, no worries. A bit of crunchy nut before bedtime. Obviously another Kellogg's crunchy nut. Typical behaviour from her. Yeah, sure. I can get around that cereal at night time. What I couldn't get around was the next thing that was going on here. She's let it brew for about 10 minutes, and I was like, well, God, soggy cornflakes, what's going on here? Then she busts out the colander and sieves out, puts a bowl underneath, sieves out the crunchy nut cornflake flavoured milk into this little saucer.
What?
Chucks the soggy cornflakes in the bin.
Away?
Yes. Pours the milk into a mug, puts that in the microwave, and then all of a sudden she's drinking crunchy nut cornflake flavoured milk before bedtime.
That's actually incredible. And I get that. I get it. Because it would be so sweet and delicious. It's like sugar milk.
Yeah, and she's Canadian. And she reckons it's actually a very common thing to do over in like North America and stuff.
What?
Yeah. No, she says people froth on cereal milk over there.
You know what it is? It's like one of those things. Like I reckon everyone in their car this morning is going, oh my God.
Genius.
That's such a good idea, but weird, but such a good idea.
Very weird, but such a good idea at the same time. I knew a man who once, he was out of Milo powder, but he did have the Milo cereal. So we did a similar marination session with that. Yeah, yeah. And it just brought back so many memories. It was so true. I mean, there's the difference between a good cereal and a great cereal is what cereal leaves behind a delicious milky snack at the end.
Oh, you're so right. What do you like?
Well, I think for me, it was a toss-up between the Cocoa Pops, which was obviously just like a chocolate milkshake, only crunchy.
Solid.
And the Frosties. And I think in the end I went for Frosties.
Yeah,
the Frosties. It was sugary milk at the end of it. To be honest, I'd just be getting through the Frosties. Quick smart, because I knew that the milky treat was coming at the end. There'd be a few little Frosty croutons left over, but a big...
I remember
sip
that
out of the
too.
Frosty milk. Yeah,
oh, my gosh. Yeah, I really liked Nutri-Grain.
Oh, yeah.
Because you know how, like, I reckon back in the 80s or the 90s, they used to sell it as like, oh, it's really good for you. But it's sugar.
Yeah. I mean, it was the cereal that the Iron Man ate.
Yeah. And it's like, no way would an Iron Man just be putting that much sugar in their body. And I feel like that has definitely, you know, left the marketing campaign.
Yeah, yeah.
But
so
that,
true.
Oh, the Nutri-Grain milk was so good. But you're right. Cocoa Pops.
Cocoa Pops was good. But I like your Nutri-Grain choice. That malted it up. And I'm pretty sure that's how Kai Hurst won his 8 Iron Man championships as well, just by drinking that Nutri-Grain milk at the end.
Well, it was for his sponsorship deal, for sure.
131060. What cereal milk leaves is the best tasting? What cereal leaves behind the best milk? It's all
this
about
is the
milk.
Best. Yeah. It is all about the milk.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
Just having some serious chin wag regarding the flavour of milk. Post-cereal. I mean, we can talk about pre-cereal milk all day as well. I mean, you're going to get the same answer. Creamy, homogenised, semi-neutral flavours.
Yes.
It's when... you mix the cereal with the milk and you finish your cereal. And the difference between a great cereal and just an average good cereal is, do you look forward to slurping up the milk bowl afterwards? Like some sort of cat just sipping away.
Anyone who's lactose intolerant this morning is listening to this like,
geez, yeah.
Yuck.
It's a tough position. Yeah.
Well, I'm actually lactose intolerant. I hate milk. I hate milk, but I remember the good old Dizzy. Yeah. And I lived for Nutri-Grain milk.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, it was the multi-treat that you deserved after going through all those weird Iron Man lattice-shaped cereal nuggets.
You notice how they've not been the face of Iron Man for a long time now? they are just sugar.
They've steered well clear of that.
Yeah.
Ever since Kieran Perkins and Kai Hurst hung up the boots, like, I don't think we need any more ambassadors for this kind of stuff.
Whatever happened to Kieran Perkins? Bring that guy back.
Yeah, get around him. Look, I've already said before, it's the Frosty's milk for me. It was the perfect amount of maltiness, sugariness, sweetness.
Sugar.
And then you'd always, no matter whether you strained it or you finished, you could go through that Frosty's bowl with the fine tooth comb, there'd still be little frosty croutons getting around in the milk treat afterwards.
Yum, I miss Frosty so much. Mm. Do they still sell it?
I'm sure they do.
Yeah.
I'm sure Tony the Tiger's still getting around doing his
because
best work.
They're great. You know, they're sort of went against sugary cereals. You know what I mean? Mm. That became a real, like, go away from that, which I was really disappointed about. But, I mean, it makes sense.
Well, I mean, what I like about Frosties is they call a spade a spade. They're not pretending to be another cereal that's full of sugar and saying that it's healthy. Frosties, you know exactly what you're getting. Just heart attack.
Yeah.
Todd, in Brisbane, cereal milk flavouring that's really struck a chord with you. What's your favourite?
Yeah, I remember back in the late 90s, early 2000s, it was the Pokemon cereal.
You had those little
coloured marshmallows.
Yes.
Oh!
God, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
And marshmallows.
Yeah, they're sort of like the in America, I believe, they have the Lucky Charms. There's that sort of marshmallowy sort of pieces now. There was a yellow Pikachu, there was a pink Jigglypuff, I believe, a blue Bulbasaur at times.
Yeah, yeah. Mm.
Yeah,
that was the one.
Yeah, God. If you could just pay some small child to eliminate the flakes out of that Pokemon cereal and just have the marshmallows, that's the dream.
Yeah, just 5 bags of it at a time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So,
you could sell that for so much.
So much.
Oh, I've got a small bag here of Pikachus if you want.
This is taking me back to like watching Agro's Cartoon Connection before going to school and eating cereal on your lap and just like drinking the milk out of the bowl. So
true.
Good.
Spilling it on your school shorts.
Yes,
it'll be okay
rubbing it
as long as mum doesn't see.
Yeah.
So true. Dave in New South Wales, which cereal leaves the best milk behind?
Cocoa Pops by far, but I love it with a twist, with vanilla malt milk. Oh, it's heaven.
Easy.
Heaven in a bowl.
Heaven in a bowl.
So obviously you've taken the concept of just like a chocolate milkshake, only crunchy, and then you've added your own twist
vanilla
to it.
Malt. Wow. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Mm.
That sounds like, I think they're doing Cocoa Pops, cocktails, which sounds like it would sit into that family, like, and they put Cocoa Pops around the rim. That's for you.
The kids would love it. Kids would love it.
Okay.
I mean, not the alcohol, but I mean, they would love it.
Yeah. Don't give them the Cocoa Pops cocktail. No.
Yeah, keep them away from that one.
Yeah. Thanks, Dave. Good on you.
Very good.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
So I'm a bit of a failure, not succeeded a lot at life, but can I tell you, on Wednesday, DL, Danny Lakey, we okay with that nickname or are you like, nah?
Bring out whatever you want now. Now, after seeing what's on the rundown here, I'm in high regard and you can call me whatever you want.
DL, it is. I have published a book and I am living my life. I'm just such a failure. You know what I mean?
Not anymore, mate. Not anymore.
And I just, I'm so stoked because I just have stuffed up so much in my life and I'm just really, really proud of myself, which is something I've not been able to say my entire life. Oh,
good on you. And so you should be. I've seen this book floating around, and I know you won't give your own praise about it because you're...
Well, that's
you're
a weird thing to do.
You're a modest lady. But let me tell you, I'm not a books man either, and I've read the back cover, and I'm thoroughly hooked, and I'm looking forward to a serious Sunday session with this book. And
it's I didn't read or write the back of
Well, congrats to whoever you got right in the back of your book. But I've seen it all over social. A lot of my friends have already read the book. They're loving it.
Oh, yeah. So it's like ridiculous and it's very overwhelming. I'm so excited. I'm really proud of myself. And I had this sort of like book launch on my nan and my pop and, you know, my mom and all my friends came.
Cool.
And I was so excited. And I'm the eldest grandkid. I'm 32. And my nan walks up to me and instead of saying, this is like my, you know, she's 90 years old or, you know, there and close enough. She could be 60, couldn't tell you.
Mm.
But she walked up to me and I thought she was going to go, congratulations on your book. Like, I'm so proud of you. Like, what an achievement.
Yeah.
And she walks up to me and she goes, when are you going to have a baby? I was like, are you kidding me, woman? Can I tell you, it is so hard to feel like you're achieving anything when Everybody only wants you to procreate.
Oh, come on, Nana. One thing at a time. Books first, babies second.
I think it's a question that you'll never ever get asked, I guess. Oh, no, you would. It's just that the expectation is that you won't carry it.
Yeah, no one really asked me. It's a female thing. It's that expectation. Oh, ticking time bomb, mate. That's the thing. You got your own, that little internal body clock.
Yeah, but
and
you
Nana,
know.
Nana's a thirsty for grandkids.
She's so thirsty. And then she goes, before I die. Oh, and this isn't a toilet, by the way. Before I die, I'd love a grandchild. And I was like, okay, but I just wrote a book. And she's like, I know, but when's the grandkid? I was like, are you kidding me? I'm never going to please this woman.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
I went into Centrelink the other day, right?
And why? You have a full-time job.
I know. No, I'm not getting the payments anymore. Look,
just like the ambience.
Say nice hi to the guys. it's a long story. I won't bore you with that. But essentially, I used to get Centrelink quite a lot back in the day when I was at uni and rent assistance and all those youth allowance kind of blah, blah, blah things. And I accidentally owe them a lot of money.
Oh, my God. That happened to me. I owed Centrelink $3,000.
Oh, I can probably triple that easily. Anyway, I'm disputing it. It's a whole thing, but that's all right. So I had to go in. I had to hand in this letter and speak to someone face-to-face because it's just a nightmare dealing with it over the phone.
Oh, how annoying is being on the phone just to anyone, but like let alone like when, you're on hold for 3 hours.
So much so. So much hate for Centrelink at the moment. However, this lady who called me in, so I'm waiting there for about 20 minutes with my little number, and then look, I don't know what her name is, but I'm going to call her Barbara because she was an exact Barbara type. Centrelink Barbara warrior, I assume, has been working there for 20 years, just knows everything, had a little clipboard. She just loves the stuff.
Did she have a red acrylic nail?
She never, they were actually chewed right down to the nub with a little bit of dry skin around the outsides, but that's the thing. I pay attention to Barbara's nails with quite detail.
Yeah, that's strange.
Weird that I could recall that.
Right.
Anyway. Look, yep, I've
you
got
can
there.
Barely remember my name. You're like, hey, Tony. Close, mate, close. But yeah, Barbara's nails, absolutely.
Barbara's nails. Me and her, we then sit down at our little booth and I'm telling her some questions. She's got to log into my account, right? And it's been years since I've done the Centrelink stuff. She's like, what's your customer reference number? I'm like, oh, God, Barbs, I don't know.
I really don't know.
She's like, all right, what's your last name? Lakey, L-A-K-E-Y. And for some reason, now Barbara's got to get into my account using the questions because I can't remember my password.
Oh, yes.
And,
oh, my God.
And you know, like the common things, they'll do like secret question just in case you forget your password. You've got this list of drop down things for secret questions.
Mm.
Now, I lived a funny childhood. So, you know, my first pet, we had heaps of pets when I was born. So when it says first pet's name, I'm like, well, I can't choose that one. No, my mum, she had like a stepfather and then got remarried and then changed names all the time. So mother's maiden name, that's out as well.
Yeah.
First street name, we moved around a lot. Like, yeah, that's out. All right. So I've DIY'd my own secret questions from back in the day. You can write those down. Now, Barbara's asking me these secret questions. She's like, right, Mr. Lakey, where did you volunteer? And I'm like, oh, that's funny. That's interesting that I would have wrote that down as a secret question. I'm like, you know, I've only volunteered one place before. I was like, oh, Uganda. She's like, oh, spell that for me. I was like, U-G-A-N-D-A. She's like, typed it in. Correct. All right, cool. All right, Mr. Lakey, what was your first job? I'm like, oh, okay. Domino's. I used to be a pizza boy back in the day. Okay, Domino's.
Pizza's
good. D-O-M-I-N-O-S. And then Barbara presses enter, and then the look on Barbara's face said it all, and it's slowly coming back to me, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, oh, no, it can't be, it can't be. Barbara just looks at me and goes, and in what year did you lose your V-plates, Danny Lakey?
Ah, that's so good!
2007.
This is Weekend Breakfast.